growing up since I was, you know, 12 years old that I've had to deal with her in and out. And I think that when we performed, I was in a place that was hopeful that our relationship was getting better. But I think the piece that I talked about was really that little child wanting her mother and needing her mother. And so at this point right now, my mother and I are not talking any longer. We don't have a relationship.
I've been in and out of prison since I was 16 years old, you know, so I've been in prison most of her life. We talked before, and I told you before that she never showed me any signs when she was young that she was really angry with me until she got a little bit older. Our relationship is still strained. I just remain hopeful, and that's where I am today. I remain hopeful. I am 6 years clean, and I continue to wake up and think about her, think about where she's at. She doesn't contact me. If I can go back, I would change everything. In my situation, I was had a mental illness. I was an addict, and it was really, really impossible for me to build that relationship or take care of her. So I thought that by placing her with her grandparents, that I was doing the best for her.
Why am I not enough? I think that was always the question that I had. What makes it easy for her to leave? And I think that when she went back in, we really couldn't have a relationship because I was still volunteering at York. And I found out a lot of stuff after she went in, and it was hurtful.
I didn't know for a long time that mental illness component was so huge in a lot of ways. Not intentionally, because I wouldn't intentionally hurt her, you know, but sometimes we don't think about the things that we're doing when we're in the midst of. And I'm not making excuses, because we all need to be accountable and responsible for our own actions, right? But I'm saying when you're in the midst of and you haven't had the help that you need, like, because we're all recovering from, this is my model that I follow. We're all recovering from something, right? Mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever the case may be, right? There's something. And until you get help for it, I'm talking about inside, you know, internal help, and sort of heal from those things, you won't get better.
I think my entire life I have craved for my mother to want me that bad.
The disease of addiction is, it's real. I felt like I was dead mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I didn't want to bring any of that around my daughter. Not saying that it was a great thing, right? But I felt like I wanted her to stay in a place where she was safe. I wanted you to be with your grandparents so you can be taken care of. I wasn't fit to take care of you at that time. If I was, I would have had you. I would have took care of you. I'm a very spiritual person, and I believe that before I die, I'm a 50-year-old woman, before I die, that she'll come around, because she knows that I love her. They have young people in prison that sort of brought me that light, you know, that I chose not to get from my biological daughter.